I'm Delatz. I cover Congress, and I was on the Hill earlier today, and I noticed you can't make out the Capitol building when you're standing and looking out the window from other buildings. So it makes you wonder, how might this affect lawmakers' thinking on the issue of climate change if they are witnessing firsthand effects?
I think climate experts and people that study air pollution are wondering the same thing. What's clear is that climate change is impacting everyone. One of my sources told me that the last time air quality was this bad, the Clean Air Act was passed. Whether this spurs lawmakers to take action kind of remains to be seen, though.
When we're talking about air quality and how long this will last, do you have any idea of how long will these advisories last? Will the areas that are considered in code red or code yellow, how long should people be concerned and checking up on the air quality where they live?
It's sad to say this, but meteorologists aren't necessarily sure right now how long this is going to last. It really just depends on wind patterns, where the smoke will be pushed, and how long it takes to get these wildfires under control, because if you can't get the wildfires under control, the source of the smoke and pollution, people are going to kind of continue to face these impacts. And again, it's up to Mother Nature to see where the wind pushes the smoke. And right now, it seems like we're still getting the brunt of it.
Amdalit, thank you.
Thanks for having me here, Rhonda.
Amdalit Ajasa covers weather for The Post. That's it for Post Reports. Thanks for listening. Today's episode was produced by Ariel Plotnick and edited by Monica Campbell. It was mixed by Sean Carter. I'm Rhonda Colvin. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories from The Washington Post.